Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 16th. Today's word is satiate, spelled S-A-T-I-A-T-E. Satiate is a verb that means to satisfy a need, a desire, etc., fully or to excess. Here's the word used in a sentence from USA Today by Brian Truitt. While the battles between Shazam and his arch-enemy Thaddeus Sivana will satiate superhero fans, the emotional center of the movie is the Philadelphia foster family that embraces Billy. The words satiate, sate, surfeit, cloy, pall, glut, and gorge all mean to fill to repletion. Satiate and sate sometimes imply only complete satisfaction, but more often suggest repletion that has destroyed interest or desire, as in years of globetrotting had satiated their interest in travel. And readers were sated with sensationalistic stories. Surfeit implies a nauseating repletion, as in they surfeited themselves with junk food, while cloy stresses the disgust or boredom resulting from such surfeiting, as in the strong scent of the flowers cloyed her. Pall, P-A-L-L, emphasizes the loss of ability to stimulate interest or appetite. For example, a life of leisure eventually began to pall. Glut implies excess in feeding or supplying, as in a market glutted with diet books. And gorge suggests glutting to the point of bursting or choking, as in they gorged themselves with chocolate. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.